God is God and Job is not. LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode number 123. Welcome to our daily appointment to read God's Word together. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. Welcome. I'm glad you're here. I'd love to hear from you. Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Hey, there's a really big favor you can do for me. Please go to lifespringmedia.com/survey and take probably less than 2 minutes and answer just 10 questions. Questions are easy, but I need you to answer them because I'd like to get to know you better. You will remain anonymous. I won't be collecting any names or email addresses, anything like that. No personally identifiable information is asked for. But I would like to be able to make the best podcast I can for you. And so I need to know a few things about you in order to do that. This is not a marketing survey. I'm not going to be taking any advertisers. I promised you that, and I'm going to stick to that. This is just so that I can understand who is listening. So please, right now, while you're thinking about it, go to lifespringmedia.com/survey. You can come back and finish the podcast when you've finished. Now, I'm only going to leave this survey up for a few more days, so I need you to do it now if you haven't already. lifespringmedia.com/survey. Go take it now. I'll wait. Really, go. Okay, thank you. All right. Today's reading is going to be Job 35 and 36. To find out what Bible translation I'm using today, go to bible.lifespringmedia.com and look for episode 123. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we open your word today, open our eyes, Lord, open our hearts, open our ears. Tell us, Lord, what it is you want us to know today. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's begin. Job chapter 35. Elihu continued talking and said, Job, it is not fair for you to say I am more right than God, because you also ask him, where is the use of trying to please you? What good will it do me if I don't sin? Job, I want to answer you and your friends here with you. Look up at the sky. Look at the clouds, which are so much higher than you. If you sin, it does not hurt God. Even if your sins are too many to count, that does nothing to God. And if you're good, that does not help God. He gets nothing from you. Job, the good and bad things you do affect only other people like yourself. If people are being hurt, they cry out and beg for protection from those who hurt them. But they forget to say, where is God, the one who made me? He is the one who gives us songs to sing in the night. He is the one who makes us smarter than any animal on earth and wiser than any bird. Or if evil people ask God for help, he will not answer them because they are too proud. God will not listen to their worthless begging. God, all-powerful, will not pay attention to them. So, Job, God will not listen to you when you say that you don't see him. You say you're waiting for your chance to meet with him and prove that you're innocent. Job thinks that God does not punish evil and that he pays no attention to sin. So he continues his worthless talking. Everything he has said shows he does not know what he's talking about. Job chapter 36. Elihu continued talking and said, be patient with me a little longer. God has a few more words that he wants me to say. I will share my knowledge with everyone. I will prove that my Maker is right. Job, I'm telling the truth. I know what I'm talking about. God is very powerful, but he does not hate people. He is very powerful, but he is also very wise. He will not let evil people live. He brings justice to the poor. He watches over those who live right. He lets them rule in high places. So, if people are punished, if they are tied with chains and ropes, they did something wrong. And God will tell them what they did, that they sinned and were proud. He will force them to listen to his warning. He will command them to stop sinning. If they serve and obey him, he will make them successful, and they will live a happy life. But if they refuse to obey him, they will be destroyed. They will die like fools. People who don't care about God are always bitter. Even when he punishes them, they refuse to pray to him for help. They will die while they are still young, like the male prostitutes. God saves those who suffer by using their suffering. He uses their troubles to speak in a way that makes them listen. In fact, God wants to help you out of your troubles. He wants to take away your burdens that are crushing you. He wants to load your table with plenty of food. but you are full of this talk about guilt, judgment, and justice. Job, don't let your anger fill you with doubt about God, and don't let the price of forgiveness turn you away. Do you think your wealth will keep you out of trouble? Will your great strength be of any help to you now? Don't be like those who wish darkness would come and hide them. They try to disappear into the night. Job, don't let your suffering cause you to choose evil. Be careful not to do wrong. Look, God's power makes him great. He is the greatest teacher of all. No one can tell him what to do. No one can say, God, you have done wrong. Remember to praise him for what he has done, as many others have done in song. Everyone can see what he has done, even people in faraway countries. Yes, God is great, but we cannot understand his greatness. We don't know how long he has lived. God takes up water from the earth and changes it into mist and rain. So the clouds pour out the water, and the rain falls on many people. No one can understand how he spreads the clouds out, or how the thunder rumbles from his home in the sky. Look, he spreads lightning all over the sky and covers the deepest part of the ocean. He uses them to control the nations and to give them plenty of food. He grabs the lightning with his hands and commands it to strike where he wants. The thunder warns that a storm is coming, so even the cattle know it is near. Elihu had several good things to say to Job today, I think. I especially liked this from chapter 35, verse 10. He said, speaking of God, he is the one who gives us songs to sing in the night. Beloved, in our darkest hour, when all seems lost, when we turn to him and are reminded of who it is that we rely on and his power and grace and glory, we can sing songs of praise and worship because we know that God is on the throne. I know this because I've been there. You probably have too. I have lain in my bed in the middle of the night and have poured my heart out to him and felt his presence settle over me. And it is in those times when he gives us songs to sing. During Elihu's discourse, he pointed out some errors that Job made in his statements, but he did not attack Job's character, unlike Job's other friends. Job, in his suffering, did say some untrue things about God, and Elihu addressed those things. He reminded Job that God is God and Job is not. And that's a good reminder and one that I'm all too glad to embrace. I don't want the job. What do you think? I invite your comments. Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Tomorrow we're going to be reading Jeremiah 27 through 31. And please, if you haven't already, do me a favor and take about 2 minutes to fill out the very easy survey at lifespringmedia.com/survey. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thank you for being here. Bye.